Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 9th of January. And those of you in the greater Las Vegas area got lucky you're not plunged into blackness, looting, and cannibalism. Hasn't really come up a lot in the regular news, but hats off to the side stream or whatever media that does care about certain things. We have had an actual, even mainstream Channel 8 has said it, terror attack on the U.S. power grid in the Las Vegas area. Now, we're not going to listen to Channel 8. We're going to talk here through. I'm going to give you a couple of articles. There's not a whole hell of a lot out, but in general, we'll go back to another referral. This is from USSA News, an independent, obviously, and has mapped the incident area. Terror attack on Las Vegas power grid covered up by media. Well, of course, right? That's why you haven't heard much about it. The media has been silent on recent terror attacks. This guy has caused, he attacked a solar power plant. Okay. Significant damage and the potential for a 2-year repair process. Mohammed Mesmarian, a 34-year-old man, rammed his car through the gate of the mega solar array facility outside Las Vegas and set his car on fire, intending to destroy a massive transformer. The facility provides power to 13 properties on the Vegas Strip, all belonging to MGM Resorts. Okay, great. Well, the thing was, imagine what would have occurred if that had been a regular electrical transformer situation instead of the solar one. However, we do know in certain areas, if they have any sense, the solar is used to take the top out of the consumption. If there's a consumption curve for the day, solar is there to bang the top of that down because that's usually daytime consumption, thereby making it a valuable tool, not as a standalone. Young Mr. Muhammad here decided that he knew a little bit about solar, so he figured he'd destroy this thing because it's out in the middle of the woods. An idiot with a rifle, an idiot with a bolt-action rifle, could shoot power transformers all over the place, thereby facilitating a lot more damage to the community. The U.S. power grid in general is woefully undersecured. It is a crisis waiting to happen, especially in areas like Vegas where everything is brought in. Everything has to, you know, there's no natural anything going on there. If they were to power down that city while the people were in it, it would turn into a freaking nightmare. How's everybody going to get gas to flee? How's everybody going to get air conditioning because it's 140 degrees? How's anybody going to get quality entertainment on a Thursday night? All these things would be done, right? And that's where you'd want to do it. So when all the reptiles came out of the housing developments around the area there and started to consume the gamblers, it would be like part 7 of Fear Loathing in Las Vegas. Now, this isn't something new. And then if you, anybody who's remotely involved in survival or prepping or doomsday bullshit, once again, I recommend if you still have YouTube, because I don't think he's on other channels. It's a great channel called S as in Stan and as in Sam 2 Underground. I'll include something from them on their thing. They have a weekly or a monthly intelligence report. And in that, they mentioned two things: attacks on food processing plants and attacks on power and water stations. Water stations are going to probably be next on the agenda. See how easy it was to do with just a car? You didn't need to go get a license or get a freaking fake loan or whatever to go get a gun at a gun store, at a gun show loophole, right? Didn't need that. Just need a piece of shit car that you could run through a fence and set on fire. And voila, 2 years worth of damage, right? But at least somebody realized that he's going to be considered a terrorist. And this goes over here to this other Channel 8, which is who the hell cares where it is. The fact of the matter is it's a legitimate news service. And they say right there, a man is facing terror-related charges. Thank God, you know, they didn't put it down as drunk driving or lost control of the car, which they could easily do, and they've probably done in other areas, where they're going to say, hey, we don't know he's a terrorist yet. We haven't had a chance to go to his house. See, that's the problem. You know, it depends on the perception. This is definitely something somebody wants you to hear. Not at all. So real quick, real short, check out that if you are a concerned citizen in your community. When you're driving around, look at where the transformers are. There's a big transformer or step down. I'd say about a mile from here. If that thing blew up, I don't know what this area would do because we'd be screwed. You know, there's no solar arrays. There's no, you know, maybe you have some generators, but that won't get the gas out of the ground because the gas stations are now privately owned. So nobody has the initiative to have a generator sitting somewhere off site where it won't blow everything up. But that's, you know, welcome to the Terror Dome, right? So that's about all. It's Monday. Those of you who are involved in our new thing we're doing with Twitter and everything else, it's Maxwell Monday. So we're going to continue to post information and documentaries on Ghislaine Maxwell, her evil father, and the rest of the shit family that was involved in not killing Epstein. So from now, that's it. And God, what's happened to this thing now? Losing control of the computer again. How about that? Talk to you later on. Really?